Then all at once, everyone moved. The Twi'lek dropped her rucksack, her eyes wide behind the lens of her mask, and went for her blasters. The soldiers cursed in muffled tones, unslung their rifles, and tried to bring them to bear. Eren ignited her lightsaber. Zerid, one of his blasters still in hand, fired at the soldier on the right. Two shots screamed into the soldier's chest. Armor ablated in a puff of smoke, and the force of the impact knocked the man from the ramp, turned his mask sideways on his face. He hit the deck and lay there, scrabbling for cover. Zerid fired again, and a hit to the man's midsection made him go still. The Twi'lek got her blasters clear and fired 2, 4, 6 shots at Zerid. Eren slid before him, and her blade deflected all of the shots, two of them back at the other soldier, which opened small holes in the soldier's mask. He fell forward onto the ramp, dead.
"Get out of here, Zerid!"
Eren said over her shoulder. She started walking toward the shuttle, toward the Twi'lek.
"Eren!"
Zerid called, but she did not hear him. He imagined she heard only the voice of her dead master now. Zerid realized it was no longer his fight. He holstered his blaster and watched. There was nothing else he could do. Eren strode toward the shuttle, while the Twi'lek backed up the landing ramp, taking aim. Before the Twi'lek could fire, Eren gestured with her left hand, and both of the blasters flew from the Twi'lek's hands and landed at Eren's feet. The Twi'lek mouthed something lost in the muffle of her mask. Eren stepped over and passed the blasters. The Twi'lek, wide-eyed, turned to flee into the shuttle's compartment. Again, Eren gestured, and a blast of power went forth from her, slammed into the Twi'lek's back, and drove her hard into the bulkhead. She collapsed within the shuttle's compartment, only her feet sticking out far enough for Zerid to see. Eren deactivated her blade. She stopped for a moment and lowered her head, thinking. Zerid let himself hope, almost called her name again. But then, she raised her head and walked for the landing ramp, stepping over the corpse of the soldier. Zerid hung his head for a moment, saddened. It was her decision. Her fight. He gathered himself, turned, and shouted at T7.
"Get that dragonfly open, T7. It's time to go."
Vrath awoke to the sound of blaster fire, the high-pitched whine of sirens, and the voice on the port speaker system saying something about a fuel leak. He'd taken a sleep tab to put him out, and it took a few moments for his head to clear. He'd fallen asleep in the cockpit. He checked his chrono. Almost dawn, or just after. He'd been out the better part of the night. Something thudded into Razor's hull. A blaster shot.
"What in the..."
He undimmed the cockpit's transparisteel canopy and looked out on the landing pad. Razor's angle offered him a very small field of vision, so he could see little. Merely part of one of the Imperial shuttles docked near him. Strangely, he saw no workers. No Imperial soldiers. No droids. He heard a few more blaster shots from behind the ship. He had no idea what was going on, and had no desire to find out. He did not yet have permission to leave Coruscant, but he would not leave his ship and dock in the midst of a firefight or whatever was happening out there. He figured he'd just take Razor into the air and stay in atmosphere. He put the dull monotone of the spaceport's automated announcement on his in-ship comm.
"A hazardous substance spill has occurred in Landing Bay 16B. There is significant danger. Please move rapidly toward the nearest exit. A hazardous substance spill."
On the wall near him, written in large black letters, were the words, "Landing Bay 16B. He double-checked to ensure Razor was still sealed tight. It wasn't. The rear door was open. He cursed. He swore he'd closed it. He hit the button to close it, but it still flashed as unsealed and open. Something was keeping it open, or there was a malfunction in the circuit. He would have to close it with the rear switch, or cargo would fall out as he flew. He started Razor's auto-launch sequence, rose, and headed for the rear of the ship. Halfway there, he realized he'd left his blaster and blades in the cockpit. He stripped them off when he'd grabbed some shut-eye. No matter. He wouldn't need them.